We are both absolutely thrilled. Meghan and Harry, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, welcome their first child, a baby boy. Anyone who watched Prince Harry step out onto the grounds of Windsor Castle 9 hours after the birth of his son on May 6th could see that he was a changed man. The nerves that had shown on his wedding day almost 1 year ago were replaced with glee. The arm's length distance he typically maintains with the press had been swapped for an ear-to-ear grin. Noting that he'd had about 2 hours sleep, he gushed that his son's arrival has been the most amazing experience he could ever possibly imagine. With new mom Meghan Markle and baby a mile away in their Frogmore Cottage home, Harry lavished his wife with awestruck praise. How any woman does what they do is beyond comprehension. I'm so incredibly proud of her, and admitted his son already has dad wrapped around his tiny finger. This little thing is absolutely to die for, so I'm just over the moon. Even those who know Harry were best struck by pure bliss radiating from the new dad. He was bubbling, says a friend of the couple's. This is the most important thing in anybody's life, and you could see the relief that everything went okay, along with unbridled joy of him sharing the news with the world. While toasts to the new baby rang out in pubs across the UK, and everyone from Princess Diana's brother Charles Spencer to former Lady Michelle Obama offered public congratulations, the excitement surrounding baby Sussex's birth is unlike any that has come before. This time, it's his history in the making. Half American, half British, the new baby, who had not been named at press time, is also the first biracial great-grandchild of the Queen. That's monumental, says Tessio Joe, chief executive of the Diana Award, the charity established in honor of Harry's late mother, Princess Diana. Like Harry and Meghan's wedding, it changes the landscape in terms of bringing visibility around race and inclusion. Just as Meghan, 37, had embraced her own biracial heritage throughout her life, she and Harry, 34, will teach their son to do the same. They're raising their child to understand different cultures and customs and to embrace diversity, says Meghan's friend and wedding makeup artist, Daniel Martin. They're going to be very open and loving and accepting, but that's just who they are,